of brass fence, whatever chain that is up on her mental capacity that she's struggling with, I pray it broken. Satan, I command you to loose your hold right now. I command her free through the blood of Jesus Christ, free in the Holy Ghost, free to serve God, free to have favor, because God give his people favor that walk upright before him. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, amen, amen. I know if you're able to come this Friday at Boyce, Louisiana, 720 Mayo Street, 7 o'clock, that service is going to start. I will be preaching after the praise team, after the music, after all the good worship service. I'm going to be ministering to people that want to be ministered to. If you show up, I'm definitely going to minister to you. And I'm going to give something to you. Amen. Praise the Lord. From the Lord. It's going to be a blessing to you. I'm believing God this Friday. I got to get ready to get off the air, but I want you to be healed, be delivered, and be made whole. 720 Mayo Street, 7 o'clock, Boyce, Louisiana. Bishop David Vitt Sr. God bless you until next Wednesday. If you care to write to me, please do so at Victory Temple, P.O. Box 341, Colfax, Louisiana, 71417. If you care to email me, please do so at pbvcoc58@yahoo.com. Or if you need directions to our church services, please call us at 318-627-2992. May God bless you, be healed, be delivered, and be made whole.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
I'm going to speak to you today about erroneous reasons people get married. And then I'm going to give you some guidelines for choosing a good marriage partner. Some people use this as a reason to get married, to provide a comfortable lifestyle, to enhance their career, to provide social status, financial stability. There are a lot of gold diggers who are married just to get their hands on your money or your inheritance. Right? Now, for some people, they say, well, perhaps that ain't gonna be no problem. I ain't got nothing. So, you ain't got to worry about the gold digger. I just helped you on that with that. Gold diggers look for money. They look for stuff. And they target people. So you had to be careful. Others want someone to take care of them so that they can have what they want in life. There's a lot of people out there just looking for somebody to take care of them. You have a lot of men that are just looking for a woman to take care of them. You got a lot of men don't want work, so they look for a woman that's professional, got a good job, got her own house, drive her own car, you know, got some money coming in. And the guy look at that and say, yeah, I want that right there. Because all he can do is, I just lay around, don't have to do nothing. And you got a lot of women that are lonely that are falling into that and say, well, we'll just, you know, I'm going to take care of him, but he's supplying the need I got too. All right, but you ain't got much. All that stuff temporary, and, you know, it won't be long, you're unhappy, because that ain't going to work, because that woman going to get tired bringing all the stuff in the house, and he's sitting over there on the couch watching TV with bean juice on his shirt. Won't work. Refuse to work. Won't get a job. I'm gonna tell you, single ladies, if he ain't worked in 5 years, now I ain't talking about disability and stuff like that. I'm talking about a stud. You understand? That he just say, well, you know them people out there, you know how they is, you know how them people is on the job out there. If he can't keep a job, check out his job history. How long you work at that place? Where you working at? And they tell you, how long you been there? If they only been there 3 months, say, well, where was you working at before that? And they tell you they worked there. How long was you there before that? And just keep running that trail till you see a pattern. Right? Before you let your heart go. See, it ain't all about the emotional feeling. Love give us that strong emotion. That come from God. But you got to have a practical side that you're not so gullible that you're just sucked in to anybody saying sweet nothings in your ear.
That's right. Amen.
Okay. Number 9. Sometimes people get married because of pressure. They feel the pressure of all their friends getting married. So they say, well, all my friends get married. I need to get married. I'm getting left behind. So they'll feel the pressure that's put on them by society that they need to get married. Sometimes when people get up in age, sometimes age is a pressure factor that will make people rush into a marriage. But you know, you got to keep waiting on God, no matter what your age is. You know, you don't just rush and do something really foolish. God have somebody for you. If you have a desire to be married, you can count on it that God has somebody that is just for you. Because God give that desire. That's a holy desire. That's a godly desire to have companionship. God put that in you. And so if he put it in there, then that means that he will supply that need that you have for companionship. But you got to be patient and you got to wait. You got to wait on him. Don't marry someone just because you dated them for a long time. Sometimes people can't let go. Well, we've been dating 6 years. We've been dating 8 years. We've been dating 9 years. That's got to be the one I'm going to marry. Not necessarily. So you don't want the pressure to marry somebody just because you've been dating. People say, how long y'all been dating? You've been dating. How come y'all ain't married yet? Mm-hmm. See, that pressure come. Yeah. And then people say they feel the pressure of their friends and their family pressuring them into a marriage that they may not even be ready for yet. Okay, so you got to watch that. When you marry out of pressure, many times you'll just settle for someone who's not right for you. So you don't want to settle. You ought to have expectation. And at the same time, realize that you're not going to find somebody perfect. Right? You're not going to find somebody that don't have some flaws and don't have a little baggage. All of us have life experiences where we've messed up, made mistakes, done things wrong. That don't make us bad people. Right? Yeah, so you're not looking for Mr. Perfect or Miss Perfect. You're looking for someone who has a heart for God. If you're a Christian, you're looking for somebody who have a heart for God, who is motivated to serve God. I mean, that ought to be at the foundation where you're equally yoked. Now, I'll get to that in just a minute here. Okay, number 10. This is another erroneous reason people will use to get married. Well, he or she will change after we're married. Or we know we got problems in certain areas, but we're going to work on it after we got married. I'm going to tell you, if you have problems before you get married, marriage only amplifies those problems. Okay? And I said last week, if they won't change for God, they won't change for you. You just got to know that. The bad qualities you see while you're dating will usually be amplified after you get married, because you will have to live with those qualities. See, when you're dating, you may run up on a bad quality every now and then. You don't see it. But when you say, I do, you really don't know a person until you done live with them. So if you see bad qualities in a person before you get married, you just can't think, well, after we get married, they're going to go away. No, they ain't going to go away. They're just going to be magnified, because now you're going to be seeing them all the time. And if there are qualities that you can't live with, then you shouldn't marry that person. It's not the things that we like about another person that causes division. It's the things we don't like about them. The things that you like about a person don't divide. The things you like about a person joins you together. Oh, I like that about you. Well, that makes you embrace. But that things that you don't like about them is the things that cause you to push away. I don't like that about you. Why are you always doing that? I can't stand it when you do this. All right, if you got a lot of that going on while you're dating, then it's going to be amplified after you get married, because now you're waking up with it and you're going to bed with it. Listen, I have a friend. I ain't going to call no names. This was years ago. I was in college. But he came to see me one day, and he was beat up. Had knots all over his head, scratches on his face. I felt sorry for him, because he bent over and parted his hair. And said, look at that, Greg. Had a big old gash right there. I said, man, what happened to you? He said, my girlfriend beat me up. She hit him with a pot, skillet, everything. They just got into it. So he came to me. He said, you got a lot of wisdom. You think I ought to marry her? I'm 19 years old, 20 years old. I said, man, she beating you up and y'all ain't even married yet. Just imagine what she gonna do when you get married. Man, she beating you and she ain't got a license to beat you. She don't even have a marriage license to beat you. She ain't got a license, but she beating you for you. Y'all even say, I do. It's gonna get worse when you get married. So I wouldn't tell him no, you know, I didn't want to make a decision when I said, man, I don't know. I said, I don't know if I'd marry somebody that beat me up before I got married. I'm just not gonna marry somebody like that. But you know what he told me? But Greg, I love them. I love them, Greg. But Greg, I love them. I said, all right, well, it's your life. Is she comfortable beating you before you get married? Just get used to it. You know, get you a football helmet or something, you know? Get you a helmet, prepare yourself. Get you some shoulder pads. You know, so when she get in one of them moods, you just go ahead. So don't be deceived and think after you get married they're gonna change. There's things that you look in a person's life and you don't like what you see, or they have things in their personality that just irk you to no end. Just think about having to live with that every single day, seeing that quality in that person every day. Then ask yourself, do I love them enough that I can adapt myself to that and accept that? And if you can, go ahead. But, you know, if you can't, run! It's easier to run than it is to divorce before you get married. We can often overlook and sometimes not notice the character flaws in others while we're dating. While we will never find a perfect mate, we have to be committed to live with the imperfections of other people when we decide to marry them. You're making the decision to live with that person with all of their flaws. That you love them enough that you can accept their imperfection. Right? Because when you start spending time with one another, you're going to see imperfection. It's going to be there. But if you love them, then love covers a multitude of sins.